Blog Talk Radio.
And now some of those who sell people in the South leave the South.
No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here we are once again. It is Tuesday night. It is All About Real Estate with Kiki Williams, and we have a special guest host tonight, the man himself. He's been hosting for a while now, so y'all got to get to know him very well. You know who I'm talking about, the man himself, Mr. Alan DeGrotis. He is hosting again tonight. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him in.
Wow, 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 wow. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready, get ready, get ready. Thank you again, Mr. Robinson, for the introduction. Absolutely. And we also, what I did, I have a beautiful young lady I'm going to introduce y'all to. Oh, technical. Here's a technical difficulty. I'll tell you, technology, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to have an exciting moment with us the next 2 hours. We are going to be speaking about creating wealth. We're going to be speaking about real estate, the ones people wants to buy real estate, and either you could either flip it or you could hold it. You could, you know, that's one. If you want to learn about creating wealth, that is one of the methods. As we know, it's just like the stock market, and also learning about the stock market and also learning about real estate, anything you want to do and to create wealth. That's what's so exciting about what we do on this platform, teaching you, taking you, learning where you could go and start creating wealth for yourself. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be, like I always been saying, you don't have to be in our field or real estate. You could do anything you want to do. It's just, the key is we just holding your hand and teaching you. Here's a way you could guide in and start creating wealth for yourself and go do what you really and what you have a passion for. Because the passion, it might not be into real estate. It might be something you want to do, something else you want to do. But that's what I love doing. That's what, been helping me and my family and things like that. So that's what we're going to be speaking on. And also, I do have other opportunities, you know, and we could be speaking on, or y'all can ask me, you know, what I think about certain things, what y'all wanted to open, you know, because I have a lot of knowledge about a lot of different businesses, what's taking place. As you know, my company's Ace Capital Consulting Group. You know, we teach about business. We teach about to go and to start a business and learning the different ropes about what's taking place and this for you to guide and get something going for yourself and, you know, you want for your family. And but let's get right into it, you know. And as you know, in this business, we end this real estate. Everything is credit.
Did you have a special guest as well coming on?
Matter of fact, her name is Jocelyn Roningas. The last phone numbers, it's a 407. Her last,
numbers. Her name is Jasmine.
917.
Jasmine.
Yeah. No, Jasmine? Not Jasmine. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. What's her last name?
And Roningas.
Jocelyn Roningas. We're going to welcome you into the All About Real Estate Tiki Williams show with our guest host, the man himself, Mr. Alan DeGrosses. Let's give her a nice hand and welcome her on the call as well.
Unmute yourself, Jocelyn.
There we go. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. We can hear you. Go ahead. You're loud and clear.
Okay.
The mic is
good
yours.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for that introduction, Alan. My name is Jocelyn Rodriguez. I am the broker and owner of Asset Pro Realty in Central Florida. And I'm here today to kind of discuss with Alan and take on any questions regarding real estate investment and a little bit about what is taking place in the real estate industry today. So thank you for having me on the show.
It's so great to have you. I will apologize for the name mix-up. Say your name again, please.
Jocelyn Rodriguez.
Jocelyn Rodriguez. We want to give you a nice hand.
Thank you, sir.
Just want to make the correction, and we thank you so much for being on tonight, and we really appreciate you and Mr. Alan DeGrosses coming on and giving us this information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Let's get ready to rumble, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Here's Johnny. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready and talk about some real estate. So, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's about one thing you have to do is work on your credit. That is the key in this business. You got to have your credit, and then you make sure you got to have your company lined up, set up, and everything. We can teach you how to do that. If you don't know how to do that, we will walk you through it and show you how it's done and to get you set up. And also we'll work on getting you, and we'll also give you where we could help you to build up your credit so you could go in and get you some working capital to get you started. You know, we offer working capital, startup capital, so it doesn't matter what business are you in. If your business needs capital, we would offer you working capital for your business to go do what you need to do. And like I said, it doesn't have to be real estate, doesn't have to be, you know, stocks, it doesn't have, but, you know, like I said, in this broadcast, you know, all week we teach about different subjects, but it's about creating wealth for yourself and not to go do what you need to do. You don't have to be a millionaire or billionaire, but, you know, for you to be comfortable, you have to be a millionaire and a billionaire, because comfortable is, it's not making it, you know, in this world we live in today. If we have any questions, Jocelyn, you want to go ahead and talk to them about what's going on in the market today and in real estate?
Sure, absolutely. I'm sure everyone is aware of the big announcement that was all over the news in the last week, I would say, regarding Zillow dropping the bomb and misvaluing the homes in the industry and basically kind of doing away with their entire acquisitions and home department. So there's a lot of questions and a lot of uncertainty as to what's going to happen in the market. And I'm here to tell you as a real estate expert in the industry for over 10 years, this is not the end all be all. This does not mean that we have a housing crisis coming. This simply means that was a business that did not do their valuations correctly and thought, you know, they can just go in and bully out all of the people who have boots on the ground and basically offer cash, and they did not know what they were doing. Even though they had the information at their fingertips, they dropped the ball. So we anticipate a correction to come after this bomb. But we don't foresee a huge drop in the industry. Now, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Anything is possible. So I don't want to not encourage anyone to get into real estate investing as to right now, meaning, you know, don't hesitate to buy investment properties. Don't hesitate to get your foot in the door because the housing market is at its peak right now. There's still good deals, still good opportunities out there. And just to piggyback off of what Alan was saying, the first thing that you'll have to do is make sure that your credit is on point. And if not your personal credit, your business credit. And if you do not have yourself established as a business entity and you don't know what business credit is, I highly recommend that you reach out to either one of us to guide you on how to get set up as a business the correct way and the steps to start building your credit on both your personal and business side. And then, you know, from there, there's several opportunities in the industry. It depends on what, you know, your likes are. So some people want to just buy and hold and rent it out. Some individuals may want to buy investment properties and Airbnb them out, which is a great thing to do right now. It's really, really high demand. Or some people may want to fix and flip, or some individuals may want to just wholesale property. Just all depends on your niche. So there's still a lot of good opportunity. There are foreclosures that are starting to pop up now silently. So I would encourage everyone to start really educating themselves on what's going on in the market and just get prepared because we do anticipate a correction coming behind what was just announced with Zillow. However, we don't know when that's going to occur. So, you know, as we all know, every 10 years they say there's always a dip in the market. Well, we've surpassed 10 years already. We're approaching 15 since the housing crash back in, what, 06, 07. So it's a great time to still invest money. It's a great time to buy. It's an awesome time to sell your home. But, you know, reach out and start educating yourselves on what options you have in this industry. Real estate is probably the number one commodity to make the most millionaires in this world, and we all know that. No matter what happens, pandemic, no pandemic, you know, housing crash, people will always need a roof over their head. So it is an industry that I highly recommend anyone, even if you have a 9-to-5, start dabbling in and educating yourself in real estate and start building up your portfolio to create wealth for your family and obviously generational wealth in the future so you have something to leave for your children and generations to come. It will never go out of business. So if anyone has any questions on how to get started or what industries or markets are good to start in as of right now, feel free to, you know, reach out to Alan or myself.
Okay, wow. Okay, great. Alan, in reference to what you were saying, I shall play this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And
yes,
that's for
yes,
Alan to go.
Yes, yes.
we have a question. A young lady from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Mrs. Nilsa Centron, and she's asking in terms of Zillow in that situation, was that increasing the values of the properties above and beyond their normal course, or was it decreasing?
It was actually increasing. So for years, real estate agents and Zillow, we've always had this love and hate relationship because they've always valued their properties higher than what the actual market was valuing the home. So I'll give you an example. Real estate agents were trained to complete market analysis very similar to what home appraisers do when they're valuing the home to get a loan approved by a bank. So we are trained to identify the average price points per home in a certain area. Zillow will go and take a house a mile away and say, well, this house is worth this, and they'll value their homes on their website, which was misleading a lot of homeowners. So when realtors would go into these homes and talk to these owners and say, you know, we can go ahead and list your home at such and such price, their rebuttal was, well, Zillow says my house is worth X, Y, and Z, which 90% of the time was wrong. So I do believe that the higher valuations that they were posting on their website did cause a spike in terms of price points. Owners wanted, you know, highest and best, and what it caused was a bidding war. So we had a lot of people from the northern states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, selling their homes. And obviously those price points of those homes are in the 600,000s and up. They were selling their homes, taking the cash, moving down south to Florida, and buying homes cash, and sometimes paying $30,000 or $40,000 more than asking price. So what happens? Now you have a cash buyer that comes in. They just paid 30 or 40 grand over what was the asking price of the home. And what that did was just make that home a comparable in that neighborhood, basically saying this house is worth X, Y, and Z. So now it drove up the prices for all of the houses in around that area. And it just kept scaling up and scaling up and scaling up. You know, appraisals are based off of what the homes are selling for in the same vicinity, within a half a mile radius or in the same neighborhood. So as long as these people were coming in and paying cash, it's driving up the price points of these homes. So I do believe that Zillow did create that because they were buying up everything that they could, offering cash. We had a lot of distressed owners that wanted to sell their homes. Obviously, they had some hardships due to COVID. A lot of landlords that just wanted to sell their portfolios entirely because they had, you know, tenants that were not paying rent, and then they couldn't evict these tenants. So Zillow was just eating up everything that they could, offering cash, not recognizing that they're driving up these prices and not taking into consideration that you have a working market. So people have to be able to afford these prices in order to qualify for the loan. Eventually, it was going to hit a plateau, which is exactly what has occurred. They have a ton of homes that have been sitting on the market. They're driving up their own prices, and now people can't qualify to buy it. So that's where we're at right now. I do feel that it is a possibility. The housing market is going to correct itself, and we might see a slight decrease in the price points of these homes. I don't think they're going to continue to drive up any further than what they are right now.
And hoping,
if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does it makes excellent sense, because I'm hoping it doesn't happen what happened a couple of years ago, you know. And so, but I think the reason why they're moving with the, is because right now it's, we have a lot of foreclosures right now, and this is nationwide, but the way they're doing it very quietly, so they don't panic people. That's what's taking place right now. And but, you know, so what we, and then the banks also right now are playing investors. And so, and also the banks are telling you, you know, usually the banks back then, back in the days, the banks used to take one offer to two offers. Now they're taking several offers, and when you go in to purchase a property. But at the same token, what's happening also, with these foreclosures are taking place in these different states, the banks are not really working with you like they used to, and so they, you know, your house is being taken over. And, you know, it's a mess, but you just got to know how to, you know, talk to the banks and see if you could, you know, stay in your home and things like that, so where you don't lose your house. We do have opportunities if you are in foreclosure, we can help you to stay in your home, because a lot of people, you know, they don't want to say nothing, but, you know, you have to say something for us, you know, to help you, you know. And my thing is, that's my passion. I love helping people. I love, you know, doing, I love what I do. And but we want you to stay in your home. You worked hard to work so hard to go and purchase your home, you know, and we know sometimes things do happen, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, we want you to stay in your home. So we do have an opportunity where you could stay in your home and, you know, and also purchase another home also, and leverage yourself, you know. Do we have any questions? Do we have any questions?
Oh, there you are. There you are. Once again, yes, we do. We have Victor Perez from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and he wants to know the situation with Zillow. Is that affecting real estate as well on the in the island?
Wherever Zillow is broadcasting prices is affecting every market and every industry. So this is why I say I highly recommend for people to do their homework. There's a lot of different tools that can be used, even if you're not a real estate agent. Zillow is definitely a resource. You can get on Redfin. You can get on Realtor.com. Any site that drives any type of data of what is happening in your community, I highly recommend that you use those figures. Once a house sells, that information is public. That's not going to change. So what I would recommend is if you are thinking of selling your home and you're unsure of what your home is worth, start out with what's selling in your direct neighborhood, in your community. Take a look at that property and say, okay, how many bedrooms does this house have? How many bedrooms does mine have? The price per square foot, what you'll do is you'll look at the sold price and you'll divide that by the square footage of the property, and it'll give you the price per square foot that that home sold for. Compare your home to the other home in terms of what year was it built, how many bedrooms, the square footage, are there any upgrades? And then you have to also take into consideration age of the roof, you know, hot water heater, AC, things of that nature, and compare apples to oranges to try to come with a valuation of what your home is truly worth. I know that there's sometimes, you know, there's some owners that say, I want this amount for your home. Well, it has to value what you're looking for. I don't want to say cut corners and you know, minimize what your home is worth just to get it sold, but reach out to professionals. If you're unsure, interview several agents and ask them, hey, can you, you know, come give me a market analysis and compare the data. Do not just look at Zillow and go based off of that number, because at this point, it's not a you know, reliable resource right now. I'm not saying they're completely wrong, but you want to make sure and double check. But yes, anywhere that Zillow is promoting homes for sale or for rent with a valuation on there, yes, it's affecting that industry.
And I'll say one thing too, is you, me being you know, we finance properties, you know. A lot of people sometimes, certainly owners, wants to sell their properties, and they tell you, oh, you know, oh, my property's worth, you know, $1 million and things like that. I usually don't argue with them, because for the simple fact, ladies and gentlemen, I usually let the appraisal talk. Because, like I say, numbers, you know, numbers don't lie. So when Mr. Appraiser shows up and tell you, okay, this is how much your property is worth, and then there it is. So that's usually how it works. So that's, I mean, you know, that's the way Zillow wants to, you know, do their business and things like that. That's great. But, you know, usually when the banks send out the appraisals and, you know, when they come back with those numbers in a few days, that's how much your house is worth. You know, that's how it works to make it easier.
I agree with that, but if someone doesn't want to pay for an appraisal and or maybe, you know, not in a position to sell at the moment and they just want to know, reaching out to different agents and looking at the data in the area through various sites to come with a range. It won't be a specific number, but a close enough range if they do their due diligence correctly. There are ways to figure out the price point of the home. And if anyone is interested in selling their home and they're not sure of what their home is worth, by all means, you can definitely reach out to us. We work in several different markets. We work with several other agents in different states. So it doesn't matter where you're located. If you need help and you don't know what your home is worth, feel free to give us a call, and we will guide you in the right direction to get you with a range of your home valuation.
Great. Any other questions?
Great information. Yeah, we're going to open up the lines right now. We're going to open up 646-387. 646-387. Your mic is open. 646-387. Your mic is open. 646-387. Are you there? Unmute yourself from your end.
Good day. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, I'm very concerned with what is going on in the foreclosure market and real estate market now. And in the past, when things happen like this, they used to publicize what is going on so everybody would know what's going on. But now, as one of you just mentioned, they are doing everything underground now, not to scare people. And as we all know, the majority of the folks that are being affected right now are our people. I mean, because they were saying not too long ago that when a black folk, especially a black man, loses a job, it might take him months to a year. When a white man loses a job, in about a couple of weeks, they're back. So if they can get their job quickly back like that, that means that they can pay their bills. And before they can foreclose on their properties, they already got their job back. So pretty much, if that is what is going on out there, that means those of us who are minorities, who lose their jobs, it takes forever for them to get back, to replace the job they lose. And that indicates that the people who are going to be losing most of their homes are going to be black folks, mostly. So the question I'm trying to ask is, the black folks that are in the mortgage business, what can they do to be able to help black folks who lost their job or who can't pay their bills, especially because of COVID, and a lot of folks are affected, they got sick. You know, it's not that they are lazy. We've always done everything for this country. So what can we do? Number one, how can we approach, especially the current president? We helped him to become the president. And before he even became the president, he mentioned the black folks for helping him. As you all know, he was the vice president of Obama. If President Obama didn't make him the vice president, he wouldn't have got a lot more exposure, even though he's been a senator for a long time. But being a vice president, that he increased his profile and his suitability to become the president of the United States. So whether we like it or not, he holds us. And what can we do, especially those in the real estate business, real estate financing, those who work in Wall Street, how can you all come together to approach the president of the United States and the U.S. government to help black folks, especially because of this COVID? There has to be a special COVID program. In the past, recently, the farmers tried to get such a program like that. The so-called right-wingers, they sued to stop it. We have to find a way to make sure that this doesn't happen again. What are we doing? What can we do to prevent this mass foreclosure that is coming, mostly on our people?
Great question. What we have to do is, it is coming. We know that, and we just have to be prepared. And the best way to do that is, and you know, in a situation like that, you just got to get ready, and also, and have, you know, like they say, you used to have a plan B, and plan C. Now, with the way things are now, everybody got to start working together so you can stay in your community and, you know, to make something happen for yourself. And I know what you're saying, because it is already here, but it's quietly. it's being done, because they don't want to panic the folks. You know, it's not only in the black community. It's happening in the Hispanic community. The Hispanics and the blacks is taking an effect in this. You know, but you know, it's happening in different nations. It's not only just the blacks. In this country, as you know, they keep a lot of things quiet. So you'd be thinking it's only just happening to just the one particular, but that's not going through it with this foreclosure, because I have all kind of folks are calling me, telling me, you know, they've been behind years and things like that. The banks are not working with them, and this is everywhere, you know. So the question
is, how can we go to the U.S. government instead of working with the people who are in the civil rights movement, like NACCP, and I talk to this them, I'll chat them about what is getting ready to, that is starting to crash on us. I think with the kind of a special bailout, the bailout Wall Street kept, these people are flush with cash now. Trump gave them some money, as you know.
Right.
A lot.
Right.
When Trump was leaving, about 2 months to the end, they had about $400 billion left. And they shared this money among themselves quietly.
Right. Exactly. And we have to go, right, you know, that $4 billion was supposed to help the people out. But apparently, yeah, it's helping the people out. But what people, it's the same thing when they give money out to a country to help the country, but you be thinking they're helping the country. What is it doing? It's going the other way.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's happening.
Okay. Thank you so much, caller. We appreciate it.
By the way, before we go to the next call, Charles, do you have an answer for that?
I do. My answer for that would be, we need individuals in our communities to start educating the public. That's something that I have strived to do throughout my entire career. The reason why the foreclosure industry was so bad is because the majority of people did not know where to find the help. A big percentage of realtors did not know how to process modifications and assist individuals that were in a foreclosure state. The biggest issue that I saw in the past was lack of education. So you need to know your rights, you need to know the process, and you need to know who to look for. Because if you don't know what your rights are and the do's and don'ts, the banks are going to tell you whatever they want to tell you. You don't know any better. So you're going to go based off of what they say. I have personally have gone to court with a homeowner and got their house returned to them after it was sold in a foreclosure. So I have been there, in that position, advocating for a homeowner and several others in the past. It just depends on your circumstances. The earlier that you say something and reach out to help, the better. Because once you're in too deep, it's very complicated to get things turned around. So the moment that you see you're facing a hardship, reach out. And again, if you don't know how to get started or where to reach out for help, reach out to Ellen and I, and I'll make sure we leave our information before this show's over. Because that's the biggest issue. If we were to set up areas in our communities to start educating our people on what to do with these issues, and not just the foreclosure market, in any other area, I'm sure if your job's been affected, it's not just your home, it's your bills, it's your car, it's your credit cards. You need education on how to go about keeping your head above water. The first thing I will say is don't panic. And yes, reaching out to the government is ideal. However, they know what's coming. They know what is going to be caused because of this pandemic. And I'm pretty sure that's why they had the moratorium, you know, holding out the evictions and the foreclosures. But once that's lifted, we expect to see an influx of people that are going to be in a foreclosure situation. And there are ways to keep your home. You just need to get a professional on board to help guide you and someone who knows what they're doing. So to answer that question, get people in the community that are educated and know how to handle the foreclosure market and start helping our homeowners so that you guys, you know, you have the support that you need.
Great, great. Okay, we're going to open up the mic for 647-523. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself, 647-523. Okay,
right,
we're going
to
open up
the
mic
caller.
For 337-459. Your mic is open.
Sorry,
yes, I'm here.
Oh, you want me to close the mic?
Oh,
no,
come on. Go ahead.
337-459.
Yeah,
your
I'm
mic
here.
Is open.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, my name is Shauna Pat. I just tuned in, and I'm a gospel music artist in the Ville Platte area, originally from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And recently, I was just listening to you guys, about you guys saying having, you know, different backup plans. So recently, my husband and I, we started buying property. Now, neither one of us have any background in any real estate or anything like that. I'm just trying to see, do you have anywhere where we can go and get any type of information of what we can do with these properties? They're in lower urban areas, and we're getting them for some really good, cheap prices, just in hopes that one day maybe somebody may come buy it out, spend a large amount of money on the prices, you know, on the properties. Do you think that's a good idea to purchase property for that? And also, where we can go get more information on, like, maybe getting things to put on those type of lots that we're buying.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's my forte right there, and that's also Jocelyn's forte. But we're going to be giving our phone numbers after the show, so make sure you grab a pen and paper so you can write our information down. Because, like I said, I offer finances for people who wants to get involved with real estate and things like that. Because apparently, since you know, are you running a ministry?
Yeah, you can. My name is Shauna Pat. That's Shawna Pat.
Okay.
And you can go to my website at www.shawnapatministries.com. And there you can find out about my music and everything that I have going on. It's a music ministry.
Okay.
And like I said,
we
have a barbecue business, and we have a little real estate and stuff that we're doing, but we don't even know why we're buying property. We're just buying it, you know.
You just buy. Okay. And no, that's great, because like I said, I am going to be giving my phone number out, and then I would love to talk to you and share some information and how can you continue prospering and the reason why you buying properties. I will share that with you a little later on when you and I talk one on one. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. Great. Great. And all right. Yeah. Next caller. Robinson.
Did Jasmine have anything she wanted to add to that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jasmine,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes,
wanna...
I did. Shauna, there's a lot of things that you can do with the house. I would highly recommend that before you just buy a property, because it's cheap, think about what your exit strategies are. Why are you buying these homes, and what's your end all goal? So you can do a lot of things if you buy property. If you don't feel like it's in a rural area where somebody will want to purchase, you can sell that property. You know, you can rent it out to just a regular tenant. You can even put yourself on a list for Section 8 housing and make that property available for affordable housing. You just never know. If you have a plot of land that does not have a bunch of homes, for example, if you have an acre and there's only one little house on there, you can actually add mobile homes on there. Anything that someone will want to rent. Or if it's in an area where there's camping grounds that are local, you can open up the land for, you know, people who are traveling to park their campers for a fee. Just really depends on what you have. I always say if you're going to buy real estate, make sure that it's working as an asset for you. It's bringing in that money. You don't want to just buy and just hold on to it unless it's land. If it's an actual home, make it work for you and put it to work to make you money. So you can rent it, Airbnb it out, put it on that Section 8 housing list. You can, you know, rent it out to a friend or a family member or a member of your church. There's lots of different things you can do, but when you're purchasing, don't just buy because it's cheap and then you have to, you know, pay for the upkeep, pay for those taxes every year, and you're not making any money on it. You're obviously buying it because it's at a good price, but you want to make a return on that as well. So as you go buying other properties and you have to show cash flow, you're building up your portfolio one property at a time. So we can definitely go in more in detail, you know, after the show if you're interested. But those are just ideas for you to think about.
Because right now it's just open land, you know.
It's open land. Yeah.
So we're just looking for as many ideas from other people to help us get a concept of what we're supposed to do with this particular land that we're purchasing in these areas.
Okay.
It's always good to hear other people who've been in real estate for a while, you know, give us some insight on what we could do.
Right, absolutely. You can do a lot with vacant land. So, again, tune in and get our information when we're done, and definitely reach out and we can get more into detail with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to go back to, because I know they've been holding on for quite a while, 647-523.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Go right ahead,
yes.
Please.
Yes. As a first-time buyer, what are we looking to pay, like our down payment on, say, a two-family house in Queens, New York?
Well, it all depends. So let's say, for example, a house. It's different programs out there. For example, since you're a first-time homebuyer, you have the FHA. You because the more money you put, then you got the conventional route. So the more money you put down, you can either start with an FHA 3.5%, right? That's FHA, and then you're gonna need about by the time you do the closing costs and everything, so you'll need about maybe $15,000 to $20,000, right? Or around that ballpark. But if you want to put down like 20%, because the more you put down, the less your mortgage will be. So that's why a lot of people like to put down 20%, 25%, and things of that nature, you know. And it all depends, because like I like to say, you know, you got to make sure you have enough, you know, for your closing costs and appraisal and the title and stuff like that. So you got to have some money to play with. And then also what I like about what you just said, you said the right thing. Buying a two-family house, you know, you can live in one and rent out the other one, so to help you to pay the mortgage.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do real estate. Or if you can find a two-family or three-family or four-family, live in one and rent out the other three.
That's right.
You know, that's how you do real estate.
Okay, I would definitely like to talk to you guys, definitely. So calling out of the country at the moment. I'm out of the country, but I don't know if Brother Ron would you would have better or not have your number. I could contact him later on.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be leaving our phone number anyway, so you can reach out to me. But yes, Brother Ron does have my information and everything, and then.
Okay, I'll definitely get it from him then. Thank you, and have a nice evening.
Sir, hold on a minute as well. I don't know if Jasmine wanted to add anything.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Alan pretty much answered the question. If I'm correct, did he say Queens? He wanted to buy a two-family home in Queens.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, Queens.
So I would say that's around, what, $600,000 in the Queens area? Queens, New York, correct?
Depends on the location.
Okay, let's say it's a $500,000 property. Is this your first home, sir? He did say first-time homebuyer, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking, if you're going to use the FHA program, which is 3.5% down, you're looking at about a down payment of $17,500 on a $500,000 house. It's usually 3.5%. Like what Alan said, if you don't want to, if you want a lower mortgage payment and you want to knock out that PMI, which is principal mortgage interest, you want to put 20% or more down. So 20% of whatever the purchase price is what you would need for your down payment. Then you'll need another $500 or $600 for your appraisal, another about $500 for your inspection, because that you do have to pay for. And then you're looking at about another 3% in closing costs. So if it was a $500,000 house, another 3% would be $15,000 on top of the $17,500, plus another grand for your appraisal and your inspection. So just, you know, keep those numbers in mind when you're looking to purchase. And, again, the more you put down, obviously the lower your payment will be, and then it'll knock out your principal mortgage interest that they add on to your loan as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. We're going to open up line 804-356. 804-356. We're going to open up your line. And your line is open.
804-356. Yes.
Your line is open. 804-356. Your line is open. Maybe you have to unmute yourself and talk into the phone. Okay, 804-356. Try again. I hear you trying to come in, but there seem to be some problems with your phone. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to go to 602-332. Your mic is open.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don G, CEO, using to a Neo Network. I love what y'all doing. I hear all the connections going down. Y'all guys, very nice tonight. What's going on, Dr. Ron Robinson, Dr. Wilborn?
Hey, brother, how you doing? Levels? So good to always have you on the 300 winning team. This is the man himself, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and he has been blasting the information all across the internet, social media, and we just have a host of people calling in, and we appreciate that. And we're on today with Jasmine and Alan, and we're talking about real estate, all about real estate, how to invest,
Amen.
How to return, how to do business. So we thank you so much for your input as well.
Amen. I want to shout out Sister Shauna. She's doing a lot for the ministry, so I'm going to put you in contact with her personally, Dr. Reverend Robinson. So be looking out for that one.
Okay,
thank you so
definitely.
Much. God bless you, and I appreciate your input.
Amen. Y'all have a great evening.
Yes.
Shout out to
all
right,
you.
Thank you so
much. Messages. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Then.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to open up 914-979. Your mic is open.
All right. Peace and blessings to everyone, and thank you for opening up the mic so we could talk about the real estate together. Yeah, well, one of the things that I just wanted to bring up is
somebody
that,
else's mic is open. Somebody's mic open. And
can you hear me?
Hello?
No, go ahead.
Is it clear? Is it clear now, Alan?
Yes, it's clear. It's clear. It's clear. Thank you.
Okay, so you're on 914-979. You're on with Jasmine and Alan, and we're talking about real estate investing, making money, turning over, your first time purchasing, all about real estate.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, and again, I was just saying, you know, peace and blessings to everyone, and I'm glad to see that this is a topic that needs to come up because, you know, when you really look at real estate and just the track record of it, this is something where the most millionaires in this country came out of real estate. So this is something that people need to get involved with, not only just to find a roof over their head, but also to make money as well. And these are things that we can do together, and, you know, that's the thing. And working together and coming together in unity to work together, you know, it'll work a lot easier for us instead of just trying to do it as an individual. Because when we come together with the right people that we can work with, that's what's going to make a big difference in regards to, you know, getting the financing, in regards to finding the right contractors to do work on the properties and all of that, you know. But the bottom line is us coming together is something that's really important. And as we look at that from a more serious perspective, that's why I believe we're going to see a lot more huge impact of really being able to help our different communities, whether we're talking about the Latino community, the Black community. You know, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is if we come together in a harmonious way to work with one another, that's what's going to make the difference between us being able to be successful and being able to really help ourselves, you know, to really improve our situations individually and also as a community. And that's the really key to the whole thing, you know. And one of the things I did want to mention right now as well is that even with a, you know, program that I'm dealing with as well, is that that's dealing with the real estate in regards to doing a, you know, we would call it a real estate investment group. In our real estate investment group, we have a number of people, and, you know, what we're looking at doing is purchasing properties and flipping them, whether they be residential or commercial, but our main focus is on commercial properties because that's where you can really make, you know, a nice amount of cash, you know. And you know, that's something that we can look at as well. Because I know that most of us, they ask, you know, something that can be quite, you know, a great opportunity. But go ahead, brother. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to step in. You see, what now you're talking about on a different level when you're talking about commercial, because that's, you know, that takes more money. You know, right now we, you know, you got to start, you know, you got to crawl before you can get into these, you know, buying commercial and stuff like apartment buildings and commercial. That's a totally different animal, you know, and things of that nature. Right now we want to go ahead and start them little by little because right now they're getting their feet wet.
Well, I hear you on that, and I think that that's, you know, basically where, you know, we've been told that that's the only way that we can go. But the bottom line is, like I said before, if you can actually get involved with the right real estate investment group, a right group of people on the finance end, and the right group of people that you can work on that can fix up properties and things like that, and you bring them all to the table, then basically that's a good thing that you could do that could allow you to go with commercial. But the bottom line is that you do have to have all those pieces in place. And one of the ways that you can get into commercial, like you said earlier, is just starting off with the residential, and you can build your way up that way as well. So there's a number of ways to get there, but the only way that it has to be done is just not that one way. It can be done other ways as well.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
We have a full queue. I have to get some more callers. We thank everybody so much for their contribution and information, and we'll go forward with 678-791, 678-791.
Go ahead and speak.
791, your mic.
Yes, look, we're here. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes. I don't know what the question is. I just got on just a minute ago.
Oh, okay. So you just was listening. It's about real estate. We talk about how to create wealth with real estate. It's all about real estate. That's what we're speaking on.
What about real estate?
We're talking about how to purchase real estate, how to go about getting some real estate where you could start creating wealth for yourself and your family. How to get the finance, you know, how to get the finance, you know, and to get you going. And I also have one of my business partners on the line with me. She's a real estate broker. She's going to be actually, I didn't tell you this, you know, she's actually licensed in Florida, but she's also getting ready to get licensed in Texas. She's going to be licensed in different states. And also right now, that's what she's going to be licensed in Georgia. It's coming soon near you. And she's going to be licensed in different states where she can help, you know, people like yourself and to purchase, to be looking for properties for yourself, and to go, you know, to help you, because I'm in the finance part. I help business owners, and also I help people like yourself who wants to purchase properties, investment properties. I help you with the money to get you money to get you money to go about getting properties, and also we also help you with your credit. If your credit is not right, we get it right, you know, so you could start living the dream and the passion of what you wanted to do. And for your life to do better, to have more, and to want more out of life, because there's nothing wrong with that. It's all about your mindset, you know. As long as you're, because soon your, if your mindset shifts, so is your money, you know. So that's what we're talking about tonight.
Okay. I do want to buy some houses where I can run group homes for young men and young women that is aging out of foster care. A lot of them are homeless here in Georgia.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I have a friend of mine that's exactly what he's doing. I have a few people who have a foundation, a nonprofit, and that's exactly what they're doing, you know, because this is not only in Atlanta, this is a nationwide thing, you know. And so I'm thank you for stepping in the plate, doing something like that, because we need more people like yourself, you know, and doing things like that, because this country we need. If we think the government is going to do it, yeah, let's hold our breath and wait for that. But it's up to us to, you know, to unite, to get together, to do these things, so we can help people in our community, you know.
Yeah.
And Johnson, And Jasmine, do you have a question for this beautiful young lady? Amazing what she's doing.
I do, actually. And Alan is correct. If you go about opening up a nonprofit organization, there's actually grants that the government will give you to run these, to build and run these organizations for abandoned individuals. So I would highly recommend that you reach out to Alan as far as the investment side of things, but also if you don't have a nonprofit organization established, get that done as quickly as you can, and then you're going to want to go on to the SBA or grants.gov sites and reach out to your local business center for guidance on how to get established as a woman-owned business, minority-owned business, and open up the portals for all the grants that you qualify for, because you can literally get paid to open and run one of these facilities in the state of Georgia or anywhere else in the United States.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, you know, ladies and gentlemen, people pay thousands of dollars to what we're giving you for free. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you need a pen and a pencil and open up your ears and listen to what we have to say, because that's how we made our money, to sharing the information, what we have to show you how it can be done. We're not being selfish, okay? We're sharing this information to you because I know, because I've been to these classes, I took these classes. And I spent thousands of dollars on what I'm speaking on, and, you know, to learn what I'm teaching you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So we're giving it to y'all for free. It's called Think and Grow Rich. That's what we're doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Showing
well,
you.
I'm a firm believer
you can do it too.
On sharing information, putting out the golden nuggets, and if we had more individuals in our communities that was literally just blessing others with this info, we would see a lot more communities. We would see a lot more people thriving. I'm big on that. You know, I stand behind that, blessing people with free content and free information, because I truly believe that, you know, when you bless other people, you receive 1,000 times fold. So, like I said, I'm going to be leaving my phone number at the end of this podcast, and if anyone has any questions or any information, I can direct you to my site, and it's basically a portal to just guide you on where you can find these resources and start doing your homework, start reading, start educating yourself, because the information is there. So if people were to just take the time out to just collaborate and to start you know, throwing out golden nuggets, we can do a lot of things in our communities.
Great. We're saying to everyone right now, hold on. Jasmine and Alan have just dropped some tremendous amount of valuable information at the free level, and we want you to hold on, ma'am, hold on, sir, as we're going to go to commercial break, and we shall come right back after these commercial breaks. Everybody stay where you are.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Worldwide network.
We all live.
We in your speakers.
And
on your mind.
Ten o'clock.
We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I sang on Payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie?
This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuck and Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB. Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the State Criminal Court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location.
The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor John Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor John Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Entertainment, worldwide, network. We on live. We in your speakers, and on your mind. 10 o'clock.
And we're back with All About Real Estate with Tiki Williams. We know we have Mr. Alan DeGrotis, who is hosting the show, and Ms. Jasmine as well is on the show giving pertinent information. And we also have a special person here as well, Dr. James W. Winborn, the creator, the director, the promoter, the man that did everything to put it all this together. The Neo Nation, the broadcast, the radio, the programming. He just, the math, he cleaned the bottles, he cleaned the floor. He just don't stop. And so we're going to give him a nice hand, Dr. James W.
Yes, sir. Greetings, everyone. How y'all doing tonight?
Yes,
oh,
you are
wonderful,
tonight,
wonderful.
Jasmine, and Alan.
All right. Sounds like a winning team.
Yes, good evening, sir. It's always a pleasure to hear you, to come on, because you're the man who started this platform, and we are educating people, letting them know, hey, it is a way, it is possible for you to get and to have more, to be more, and want more out of life. Some people think, it's not possible. It is possible, because remember, you was born to win, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reason why this platform, this man saw something in you. He saw you had to win. It is a way for us to win, but you gotta be hungry. You gotta want it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason why we created this platform, to show and our community, to let them know, hey, it's no way you can't win. You just got to be around the right people to win. It's a lot of negativity out there, but if you're around the right people, you're definitely going to win. They're going to cheer you on to make sure you win, and that's what this platform is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead,
indeed,
take it over,
know,
my man.
I heard somewhere where it said the success is a choice. And you win when you decide that this is what you want to do. And when you want to do it, my mother used to say you can do anything you want to do if you want to do it bad enough. And me just being a young man, I was just naive enough to believe her. And I've been able to accomplish some things that I'm pretty happy about. But I'm glad to be able to call in tonight and to see everything going on and just check in on the Tiki Williams show and all about real estate. I know real estate is my favorite topic. And we teaching people, and you're right, this is what it's all about. It's all about teaching and learning and getting better at what we're trying to do. Because if we're not making progress, then we're just wasting time. And so try not to do anything that's not moving the needle or moving the ball forward towards where we have to go. And, kind of pick that up as a philosophy. And then, I would say, I used to say, we'll see what happens, but we know what will happen. You got to know what's going to happen. Once you know and you start operating in it. And another thing that I tell people is learn how to live in the now. You know what I mean? Live in the now. Live now like you the king that you want to be, like you the prince that you want to be, like you the real estate mogul that you want to be. and then watch it begin to manifest. Watch other things in your life begin to fall in place to make it your reality, because I've told people we always be creating our own reality based on our thoughts and what we're thinking and how we put stuff together. So, you know, I just wanted to call in and say hello to everybody and tell everybody stay encouraged. I'm encouraged to see, to hear such great information. You know, Alan is always full of information, always full of great ideals, and, of course, we can't say enough about the Sharecropper Son. The one and only.
There you go. Holla. I'm going to get this right. Jasmine Hernandez, right? Is it?
Yes.
All right.
Jocelyn Rodriguez.
Nice to meet you, Jasmine. I used to date
Jasmine Hernandez,
I guess. You know, I'm 10,000 years ago, and I can't get out of my mind, so I guess that's what my problem is. But Jasmine Rodriguez, tell us a little bit about yourself as well. We have Dr. Winborn on, who's the creator of all the programming, the broadcasting, the development, the programming, directing. I said that already. So, but tell us a little bit about you and what your, you know, where you stand in terms of the industry and et cetera.
Okay, well, thank y'all for having me on the show tonight. I am based out of Central Florida. I've been in real estate since 2007, right when the market crash started. I was 21. And I've done everything you can think of in the real estate industry, from multifamily property management, single family property management, selling homes, investing, managing properties for investors, assisting first-time home buyers, assisting sellers that are in foreclosure or just selling their homes. I've dabbled in a lot of different things and some commercial as well. I've also, you know, managed associations, so I have a lot of knowledge in the real estate industry. Starting out very, very young, worked for a lot of people, learned from a lot of people, and I'm really excited to be on the show to be able to share some of the information that I have to help others and help them create wealth and solve some of the issues that they may be having in their current circumstances.
Great. Wonderful. Dr. Winborn, do you have any questions for Jasmine?
No, actually, you know, I mean, that Jasmine sound a lot like me, actually, because...
You're not that beautiful. Stop it.
Listen. I did say sound, okay? I didn't say look.
God, I'm talking about sound, too.
Whatever. But I said that to say, you know, when I was in real estate, I've been doing it a long time, and I've done everything also within the industry because I'm an inpatient individual. And since I can't stand waiting around for someone else to make a decision on whether I'm going to get paid or not, I always found a way to get things done myself. So this, during the course of my career, I've been the realtor, the broker, the appraiser, the surveyor, the title search guy, you know. So when you determine that you want to make it happen, you find a way to get it done. So I applaud you, and God bless you, and keep up the good work, Ms. Rodriguez.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all ours, I'm sure. Isn't that right, gentlemen?
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
I saw something in this woman when I first met her, and she had the attitude, you know, to win. And, you know, sometimes you have to put this is the reason why when, you know, I tell people, you know, sometimes people, you know, sometimes they don't see them themselves, and then sometimes others see something they don't see, and then you pull it out of them. And now look at her. She's a success. She's an amazing, she's a phenomenal woman. She's doing a lot of amazing things, and I want to continue, you know, helping her. And because we're learning from me and her, we're learning from each other, and we're lifting each other up, ladies and gentlemen, where she's going to be doing an amazing thing. I'm helping her building her brand, and you're going to be hearing more about what she's doing in the future, you know. and helping her community out soon, because, you know, she's going to be writing books. She's going to be having CDs also, you know, and she's going to be, it's a lot of amazing things she's working on behind the scene, ladies and gentlemen. She's not sharing with you, but that's what she's working on right now. She's working on a book. She's working on some CDs to help your guys out, to share you the knowledge, what she picked up, you know. And I'm not going to tell you a name of a book yet, but that's something she's working on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Jasmine. Take it over.
Oh, the cat's out the bag. Thank you, Alan. I will be bringing that to the forefront once everything is done. It's basically going to be tools to help our community give out the knowledge and the experience that I've accumulated over 15 years and just put it out there, make it available for the average individual to have access to it without having to pay thousands of dollars. And, again, just help put out the blueprint to help people create wealth in the real estate industry.
Wow, that's great. That's very honorable. That's very honorable to have you. And the CD is about the same thing. It's on the same topic, you know, just putting the information out there.
It's going to be more digital and not necessarily just a CD, but it's going to be kind of in different aspects. So based on the questions that I'm hearing, you know, we have some people who have already acquired property that don't know what to do with it. We may have some individuals that want to start group homes or nonprofit organizations, don't know how to get started. Obviously, Alan's forte is, you know, the credit side and the financing. So it's going to include a little bit of everything. The meat and potatoes from A to Z, pretty much, on how to get started. And, you know, we all know it starts with credit and what to do once you have it, where to find your funding, how to acquire your properties, what to do with your properties, and different avenues in the real estate industry so that, you know, whoever wants to do maybe Airbnb or investing or buy and hold or flip, they have a resource to help guide them on how to not make the mistakes many of us have made. When we've started out without no guidance, we've learned through trial and error. And basically the content I'm going to have there is just to kind of eliminate the mistakes and help just guide people on how to get it right the first time and keep building up their portfolio so they can create their wealth.
Wow, that's great. That's great. That's great. Keep up the good work. And I'm looking forward to getting the book when it come out. I hope that Alan will make arrangements for you to come back once the book is out and the DVD and all that good stuff so that we can tell everybody about it and maybe, you know, sell a couple copies for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely will be back.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to call in and say hi.
I'm going to plug something here now since you don't plug your thing in, Dr. Winborn. Ron Robinson here. I would love to have a signed copy, gratis. And me and Ms. Rodriguez know what that means. Okay.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's about financial literacy. Okay? That's what I wanted to bring up and that tonight. Because definitely, like I said, you know, I'm going to be speaking about credit right now because credit is everything, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when we was little and young, we didn't think about credit, you know. And as we get older, because when we were sitting in the kitchen table having dinner, nobody talked about finance. Nobody talked about, you know, how to, you know, where to invest your money or how to invest your money. My favorite game, ladies and gentlemen, when I was a kid was Monopoly. That's how I got involved with real estate because it made sense. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense to me. I'm like, wow, you can do this. You can rent properties and get money and get, you know, all these wonderful things I was learning playing Monopoly. Okay, because that's what life is all about. But the key, what I'm trying to say is, you know, now you know, we older because everything has to be done with credit. I don't care if you have to rent to go live somewhere, to rent a place, you need credit. For you to go get a job, a government job, you need credit. For you to go rent a pencil, you need credit. to go rent a car, you need credit. For you to go get a gas, to go put a gas, to go turn on your gas, your light bill, you need credit. So everything is based on credit. That's why we have to focus on building our credit, to getting our credit right. And then we can, because when you have credit, credit is just like money. It's like gold. Because when you have credit, you can walk anywhere and get whatever you want. That's what we also going to be teaching, ladies. We're going to be putting a master class together. We're going to be teaching about real estate, and we're going to be teaching about credit. Okay, ladies and men, that's so near, it's coming near you soon. We're going to be speaking about that, and we're going to be, that's what we're going to be teaching, so we can get you the right way, and so we can continue helping your guys, coaching your guys, and helping y'all put you on the level where y'all need to be, so y'all can go ahead and continue growing and doing amazing things, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's take the next call.
Okay, we're gonna give an opportunity for those that might have some missing questions that they wanted to get out. So 407-406, your mic is open. You have any questions, any final thoughts for Mr. Alan DeGotis and Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez? Okay. 678-791, you have any final thoughts or anything that you would like to conclude with Mr. Alan DeGotis and Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez?
I'm just learning. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm just okay. Waiting on
Welcome.
The
number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right, so 602-332, any final thoughts for Mr. Alan DeGrotis and Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez? Okay, everybody listening. Y'all did such a good job. I used to teach in university and college, and I wish my students was just this quiet.
No, I'm not quiet, man. I'm sending text messages, and you open my line. I heard the mute. I couldn't get my phone off mute, but I'm giving blessings to the curators of this broadcast and to all the people. This is your first time hearing it. This is where information turns into money. So it's very important you come with a pad and a pen and you listen and write it down and follow up. Really, really
there
important.
There you go.
And thank y'all for all coming in from text message.
Yes, that's important. You know what is, you know what I love about it, they listen and they paying attention, because that is the key to success. If you want to grow, you have to listen. And you know, because what we're teaching you, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I pay thousands of dollars, and it's called self-development. And I still go to self, and I still do self-development, because I'm always looking to grow. So it doesn't stop. You can do for yourself is invest in yourself.
I have a text question. It's for directed to Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez, because she says she's in Florida. Mr. Calvin Tyler of Miami, Florida, bought some swamp land in Florida. He's not sure of the capability of building on it. And he wants to know, is she having any ideas what we can do with that plan?
Absolutely. The first thing you would need to do is, did you do a land test or have an environmental test done on that property to determine the zoning? And if it's considered residential, mixed use, there's a lot of different things that have to be done when you're buying land. An engineer would have to probably pay in part, but the first thing is the zoning, and it has to be tested. There's certain things that are protected, especially in the swampland. So if there's, for example, any lakes or any bodies of water, it'll have to be determined, can that be filled in? Can it be leveled? There's a lot of different factors. So that's a question I would have to answer off the call, because I have to get more into detail. I would definitely want to look into the location of where the land is and dig in a little bit to kind of guide you on if what you can and can't do. But you're going to have to rely heavily on your local ordinances and environmental testing to see exactly what could be done with that property, if that makes any sense.
Okay, great, great, great. All right. Anyone else on the line? Your mics are open. You have any final analysis, final questions, final thoughts for Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez and Mr. Alan Agotis? Anything that you might have on your mind, anything that you want to try to get up? I know that one of the major things that the people were asking is for your contact information. I think it's a good time right now to give that.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead. My phone number, if you want to reach me direct, it is 631-358-9234. That's my direct line. I would say it again, 631-358-9234. And Ms. Johnson will go ahead and give her information to reach out to her.
Yes, I could be reached directly at 321-348-7430. Please feel free to text, leave any voicemails, and you can also email me at support@assetsprorealty.com. Again, that's support@assetsprorealty.com. I respond to all my text messages and emails within the same day, if not very next business day. So if anyone has any questions, needs additional assistance, feel free to reach out, and I'll get back to you as promptly as possible.
Oh, great.
I'd like to remind – okay, go right ahead.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, my email, y'all can reach me. It's Ace Capital Consulting Group @gmail.com, Ace Capital Consulting Group @gmail.com. Go ahead, Mr.
Okay, and people, before we finish the show today, we're going to have Mr. DeGrotis and Mrs. Rodriguez repeat their contact info again. But I just want to also remind everyone very quickly that we have shows 7 days a week. We have tomorrow, Coach Morale, Maximizing Your Life, Changing Your Way of Thoughts, Bringing Your Family Back Together, Getting Your Children Under Control, and she has a fantastic show with information on psychological and sociological ways of handling yourself and going forward. Then on Thursday, we're with Mr. Alric Denham, and he has a cultural show on reggae music, reggae history, where it started, Bob Marley, and Wailers. He was one of them. And so he has historical information on the reggae music and reggae history in the Caribbean and how that got to where it's at now in Europe and in America. And then on Friday, you're back with me, the sharecropper son from South Carolina, Dr. Ron Robinson, and I'm with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And yes, I said Black Business Billionaires Network Club because we feel like anybody who wants to achieve the thousandaire status, the millionaire status, the billionaire status, you gotta start somewhere. And so we have a concept of helping you develop your little small mom and pop shop. We have funding sources for you. The Black Business Billionaire has a Black Shark Tank program, and we assist you to get financing from $50,000 to up to $250,000. And we continue to give you information and resources pertaining to that. All you have to do is go on to myprojectneo.org, myprojectneo.org, and sign up for the reparations program. And that's www.mymyproject.org. And you can think of it this way, my meaning you, my project, like people living in the projects in South Bronx someplace, and Neo, like the singer Neo, and .org, like org, organization. So think about that, go on there and sign up for the reparations program. Get your company, your intellectual property, your thoughts, your development, get it blacklisted, fill out the application form for the financial loan, and then we'll assist you from there. And so that's on Fridays. And then on Saturdays, we're with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and he's talking about spiritual unity and meditation.
and he has a special show. And we have him in studio right now. Dr. Bridget, if you can come for a minute and give him a little breakdown of what you'll be doing this Saturday. So we always happy to have our radio personalities come in-house and sit with us for a while. And we have Dr. Benjamin Bridges here as well. And he's going to tell you what he's got cooking up for Saturday, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Yeah. Well, again, I would like to give some definitely applause for our brothers and sisters here that are on the show and that are hosting it and everything. So that's good information that's being given out, you know, to help our people and to bring them up to speed to help to improve their lives. And I think that's really good. And on Saturday, what we do, we come together in spiritual unity to actually deal with, you know, helping our youth, you know, to come out of these gang wars and problems and, you know, also the trouble that many times we have with, you know, police officers that are going off and acting crazy too. And also, you know, one of the new programs that we're going to be dealing with on Thursday, we're going to be dealing with, you know, a situation where we're going to be focusing on manifesting wealth from a spiritual perspective. And I know for a lot of people it's like, what? Manifesting wealth through spirituality? Yes, it can be done. So these are some things that we're dealing with, and I'm really glad the Creator has blessed us to have this opportunity to bring these opportunities to our people so that they can have a great opportunity to improve their lives, not only financially, but spiritually and emotionally, so they can really, you know, see some things from a more positive, you know, way of living their lives and really enjoying their lives as well. So that's basically where we're coming from, and thank you, my brother, for a chance to share that information with you.
Great. And I've been in the sessions on Saturday night, and I tell y'all, I got my $10.15. Come get yours. No. He's a great brother. It's a great program, and it's really spiritually uplifting. And then on Sunday we with the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated with Mrs. Sadie Gomez, Local 26, the Women's Auxiliary, and we're talking about culture and opportunity and developing our youth, and we're talking about our cultures that influence us, the Hispanic culture, the African culture, the European culture. You know, we are a mix of the Indian culture. You know, there's so many cultures that make up us as a people, a human being, that God put us on this earth, and they discuss how can we come together, how can we make things better, how can we work together, how can we be social, how can we bring love back into society. So we have the Fantastic program. They're all 7 to 9, 7 days a week, and same number, 347-857-1311, and we love to have everybody come by and check us out on the other shows. Back to Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez and Mr. Alan DeGrotis.
Thank you. Yes, do we have any other questions?
All mics are open. If you have any more questions before Mrs. Rodriguez and Mr. Alan DeGrotis has to go, you can get your questions in now. If you didn't get their information, contact information correct, you can ask for that as well. And I would suggest, if I can, Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez and Mr. Alan DeGrotis, that you repeat your information as well before we get off the show.
Absolutely.
And then I would also ask of both of you, if you can give us a final synopsis, something you'd like to leave with the people.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. If anybody, I will repeat my information again. And the name of my company is Ace Capital Consulting Group. And my direct line, you can reach me. It is 631-358-9234, 631-358-9234. And my email, if you want to reach me by email, is acecapitalconsultinggroup@gmail.com. acecapitalconsultinggroup@gmail.com.
I would like to ask one last question about down payment.
Sure.
For purchasing real estate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to invest or to the down payment? Well, it all depends on how much money you have. Usually we like to request between 10 or 20% down or 25%. It all depends on what you're buying, you know, strictly if it's an investment property. And because we go by experience. So the more experience you have, the less money you come down with. Or if you don't, then, you know, it's usually between 20 to 25% or 30%, you know, based on what you're purchasing.
Now, what about FHA? They don't, no more FHA loans.
We do FHA, but FHA is not really for, I mean, you can start with FHA. I've seen people have done it. I mean, it is a great way, you know, if you don't have 20% to put down, you can start with FHA and then gradually and grow. I mean, it's a great concept, you know.
Before we go, we have another caller. Mm-hmm. We'd like to try to get that caller in. We got 918-406, 918-406. You're on with Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez and Mr. Alan Negrotis, and it's all about real estate. Your mic is open. Can you hear us, 918-406? Your mic is open. We're on with Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez and Mr. Alan Negrotis, and talking about real estate, the opportunities in real estate, how to buy and sell, and how to obtain real estate as well. 918-406, your mic is open.
Okay, let's keep the show going.
Yeah, next, go ahead, caller. And proceed. I would ask, if you don't mind, Michael, not Michael, Michael Jackson, I'll think it up. No. Alan Negrotis, if you don't mind, if Jasmine could give her final thoughts, and then you give yours, and then we will...
Yeah.
We'll ship on out of whatever that is.
Absolutely. I'll leave my information again for anyone who missed it or got it incorrect. I could be reached to 321-348-7430 or by email at support@assetprorealty.com. Again, I'm a real estate broker located in Central Florida, soon to be branching out to several other states from Texas to Georgia to New York, basically putting together tools to help educate our community so they can build wealth through real estate. And anyone that's facing any distress situations on how to provide solutions on solving their problem as well. So again, if anyone needs any assistance or has any questions, feel free to reach out. Please allow at least 24 hours for a response via email, as, you know, the volume may be quite large after tonight's podcast.
And so, like I said, this broadcast is about
We lost you. I think we have a little technical problem there. We had lost you there.
Oh, okay. All right. Like I was saying, it's about financial literacy in this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is to get you in the right track where you need to go so where we can put you in the right position, you know, because today, as we know, you know, the way things are, with this pandemic, we don't know if they're working on another one, you know. So last year should have taught everybody a lesson. So now we have to position ourselves in the right way so we can be financial independent. Okay? So last year, everybody got caught with their pants down. Okay? As we was sleeping and doing partying, going to clubs and doing whatever we were doing, we was not expecting them to work on something like what they did. So now, who knows what they're going to be what they're working on now. So now we have to be ready, and so we could be prepared. so we could take care of ourselves, we could take care of our family, so we could continue doing, you know, our God purpose in life, what our God created us for us to be doing. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, is the better, the bigger asset in the world is your mindset. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The biggest assets in the world is your mindset. Okay, you can be doing. And because when you change your mindset, you change your money. You change your bank account. You add more karma and you add some more zeros to your bank account. Okay, that's what we want for everybody. Okay, like my best friend said, you know, Brian, you know, people are saying, you know, money is not everything. Try to pay the water bill. Try to pay, you know, your light bill if money is not everything. Money is everything. Money is like oxygen. You need it. Okay? So that's what I have to say, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get busy. Let's go do what we need to do. Money is not everything, but you know what money is good for? Money is freedom. Money gives you the opportunity to choose to do what you want to do in life. That's what money does. That's the tool of money. Okay? That's what money does for you when you have money. Because you can do whatever you want and choose what you want to do without nobody telling you or what you need to go do if you don't want to. That's what money does, ladies and gentlemen.
Great. Great. Okay. Any life tips, Mrs. Jasmine Rodriguez?
Yeah, I'll piggyback off for Alan. Mindset is everything. And during this pandemic, you know, there was a lot of challenges. There were a lot of people who became business owners and a lot of people that faced hardships. One thing I will say is buy land as much as you can. Buy land. And if you don't know how to, start learning and start reading. You know, tomorrow's never promised. We don't know what to expect come 2022. And I strongly believe that, you know, we just hit the surface of what is to come. You know, I don't know if we have any believers listening, but I am a believer, and I truly and firmly believe that, you know, we're headed towards some really challenging times, and we have to learn how to persevere through it all. So start reading, people, start educating, start reaching out to others. For those that are in a position of leadership, you know, start blessing others with information and help people get in the position of survival for their families and create wealth and substantiate themselves if something were to occur again. You know, we all went through the last, year and a half, 2 years of very uncertain times, and we need to get prepared, and we need to make sure that we're in a position to change and pivot when the time is there. So if there's anything I can leave anybody with, any golden nuggets, is like what Alan said, change your mindset. Don't rely on your 9-to-5. Rely on source and start educating yourselves and seeking out the information that's there.
And position yourself for success, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm going to leave
you
with.
Thank you so much.
Position yourself for success.
Amen, amen, and amen. You guys gave some good advice today. And people, before we leave, I want to let y'all know this. Pastor, performer, singer, music director, Hezekiah Walker says it got to get better. Why? Because God is in control. Thank you so much. Good night. God bless.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
Your life has been.
I
out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
Your thoughts, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
Gotta get better.